And the lesson that I learned from them is just kind of experiencing it through their eyes. Because every time I, you know, am able to have the privilege of working on a show and then seeing their reaction, it brings that child out in me. And that's what I love about it.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for a special edition of the Art of Fatherhood show. I'm so excited. Fellow Star Wars fans, I know you guys are going to dig this. And also fans of the podcast, The Art of Fatherhood, you're going to like this because there is also a fatherhood theme to this as well. I was lucky enough to be chosen by Lucasfilm and Walt Disney World to check out the new immersive adventure, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. This thing was fantastic. I had 2 nights, 3 days on this event. And it was amazing. And then after we had a chance to go up in space and journey in a galaxy far, far away, I got to speak with some of the best Star Wars people in the world. Doug Chang, who is the vice president and executive creative director for Star Wars. Big fan of his. And also a big fan of Matt Martin. He's a senior creative executive over at Lucasfilm. He is so good with storytelling and working with all the different branches of Lucasfilm and Walt Disney World to making sure things are concise and everything goes together. Matt and Doug are just big names in the Star Wars industry, and I was so lucky to chat with them and a bunch of other great people, including Anne Morrow. She's the executive producer and executive creative director at Walt Disney Imagineering. She was a big part behind the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. So I speak with people that not only are Imagineers and people that work at Lucasfilm, but also people who are a part of this Galactic Star Cruiser event. And for parents and kids listening to this and thinking about maybe, you know, do they want to go to this and enjoy it? As a Star Wars fan, I'd highly recommend it. But I asked them not only fatherhood questions and some questions about Star Wars, but about the immersive Star Wars adventure. So it's going to be in pieces here, like with different interviews, but I'm going to put them all together for this special edition podcast. And feel free, reach out to me, artfatherhood@gmail.com, if you have any questions that you want me to answer. But I'm going to be also sharing my thoughts over on my website and continued podcasts as well. But let's get into these interviews right now. And as always, may the Force be with you. Art Eddy here with The Art of Fatherhood with a bunch of great guys for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. I'm just going to like send you guys the phone. You guys tell me your names, okay?
Hi, I'm Greg Ashton. I'm executive architect with WDI.
Nice. Matt Martin, senior creative executive for Lucasfilm.
Hi, I'm Doug Chang, head of the Lucasfilm Art Department.
And I'm Travis Finstein. I'm a producer at Walt Disney Imagineering.
Very cool. Thanks again for taking the time, and thanks for letting me be on this great journey. I've been a fan of Star Wars since I was a kid. Empire Strikes Back is my favorite movie of all time, and so being immersed in the Star Wars culture was amazing to me. I know this is a set between Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. You guys, of course, are dealing with all these different things and intertwining. I can kind of go first to you. How did the story come about, and like, how deep was the planning to making sure everything kind of like flowed from The Last Jedi to The Rise of Skywalker?
We had a very elaborate plan, actually. Like, we kind of plotted out a full timeline of events that happened between those two films that has kind of occurred in some of the other publishing. Some things haven't made their way to the forefront yet, but this was really built upon Galaxy's Edge and all of the kind of, you know, background and storytelling that we did there. So kind of being able to find that cohesive through line between Last Jedi, you know, Galaxy's Edge in the middle, Galaxy's Edge and Star Cruiser in the middle, and then Rise of Skywalker, it was just kind of this natural arc which actually works out. And what's really cool is, you know, this, the moment with Rey and Kylo aboard the ship may be the only time that they've come in contact between those two films. So it, you know, it feels like a pivotal moment that, you know, guests actually not just get to experience, but get to be a part of.
No doubt. And with the visualizations of everything you guys done with drawing things up, I know you've been long time creating so many great things for Star Wars. When you see everything come to fruition, talk about like all, like your guys' journey and from the start to like the idea of the Galactic Star Cruiser to now, what are you most proud of?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. No, actually, you know, all of it, really, because this is the first time where we actually can bring a lot of the franchise, all the different storytelling and design elements all together into one. And if you look at all the details, let's say, for instance, even the Halcyon ship, the exterior of it, you can see a lineage from way back, you know, 200 years back, all the way to the sequel films. And they're very specific sort of stylistic choices that we made, you know, adapting the chrome from the Naboo era all the way to sort of the the High Republic, New Republic, you know, cleanness of the ships. So all those line sort of design continuities are there. And if you look inside, the same form languages are there as well. So what you're experiencing is really sort of this very cohesive Star Wars universe where all the details have been carefully thought out. And there's a very direct correlation between where things are and how it kind of places itself in there. And that's one of the great joys that I take in terms of designing, you know, not only our feature films, but our streaming content for Star Wars, is that I love to pay attention to all those details. And it goes back to sort of the lessons that I learned from George Lucas, where, you know, one of the first early days, we were establishing what that design history should be. And now we're getting a chance to realize that.
And is it tough for you guys, especially maybe you two, for the story integration and design and all that, because there's so many different things and, like, you know, the word canon is thrown around, right? And you hear all that. But now with everything that you guys are looking to do and set up on, to keep the story going with stuff from old, like the High Republic to the new sequels, is it painstaking to, like, I mean, everybody on the outside looking at them, like, you guys work for Star Wars, so it must be amazing and all the time. But, like, there's a lot of detail that you guys have to probably go in on and making sure, like, oh, we can't really connect that just yet. What is the size of your team to do all of these things, especially just for this project alone, Star Wars, Galactic Star Cruiser, to get all these stories in? What's the size of your team to get everything, like, perfect like you guys usually do?
Yeah. What is the size? I mean, on the Lucasfilm side, you know, I think there was really only three of us that were deeply, deeply involved in the storytelling, but that's because, you know, Walt Disney Imagineering was really spearheading that, and I have no idea how many story people you guys had, but those meetings were fun.
Again, because this experience is connected to what we did with Galaxy's Edge and the storytelling that was happening with Galaxy's Edge, we sort of just continued that process on with Star Cruiser and some of the story conversations that were happening with Galaxy's Edge. We just, those same people continued to establish what this Star Cruiser that happens to have this encounter with Batuu at this particular point in time, what that story is. And so it really was a continuation of that team.
One of the things I have to applaud you guys all on is that if you're going to build yourself and make sure that you guys are making sure that everybody feels like they're in the Star Wars universe, and you go to Batuu, I was racking my brain. I'm like, how is this going to happen? What is it going to look like? And how do you have that feeling? And then some people and I were talking about, like, are you going to go outside the park? I'm like, no, I'm staying in Batuu. I'm keeping this journey. I got missions that I need to do. And I was thinking it's almost like back in the day, I used to read the childhood books, like Choose Your Own Adventure, right? If you want to do this, go to chapter 80, page 85 or something, right? So how did you guys have the logistics of coming up with, like, going from the Star Cruiser to Batuu?
Well, I think we had an opportunity to be able to have this experience connect with Galaxy's Edge, not just in terms of the fact that the Star Cruiser is going to Batuu, but also in terms of taking the idea of an immersive experience that you could have to the next level, where in Galaxy's Edge, you're doing that for hours at a time as part of your park experience. In this, you're really doing it for days at a time, nights at a time. And so we had an opportunity to just expand on that and just evolve that and take it to the next level.
Cool. Thank you very much. I know everybody's going to be talking to you and you're going to be lining up. Now, obviously, Art of Fatherhood, I got to talk to a couple of guys who are dads here. Talk a little bit about how you see a connection between fatherhood and Star Wars, if you'd like to think about that.
Oh, so many lessons. It's funny, my son's name is actually Luke.
Awesome.
So there's
awesome.
All sorts of like dad jokes there. My daughter's name is Bella. We couldn't go whole hog on that one, but yeah, there's just so many great lessons, and, you know, about, you know, leadership and character. You know, there's so many, the universe that's been created by Lucasfilm is so deep and expansive. You know, it relates to all facets of life.
But. Cool. For you, what is something that your kids have taught you about life that you'd like to share?
Oh, boy. You know, it's always that sort of childish sense of wonder that, you know, I think as an artist, you can never lose. And it's one of the things that I appreciate from our kids because, you know, they're spaced out. You know, I have a 25, a 21, and a 16-year-old.
Okay.
And so it's a good range. And what's great about Star Wars is it bridges all those generations. I mean, it's meant for different audiences.
Okay.
And the lesson that I learned from them is just kind of experiencing it through their eyes. Because every time I, you know, am able to have the privilege of working on a show and then seeing their reaction, it brings that child out in me. And that's what I love about it.
Cool. I'm just going to finish off with you guys with the Fatherhood Quick Five. I'll go with you first and you can finish, all right?
Okay.
Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one?
Well, it's got to be New Hope.
Nice. Favorite artist or song, or is there a band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
The Clash.
Nice. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Taking our trailer up the west coast of United States.
Nice. Favorite Star Wars character?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nice. Top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad, what would you want them to be?
Sincere, authentic, and fun.
Awesome. For you, sir?
Oh, boy.
What is our favorite family movie?
It would be Elf.
Favorite musician or band you were looking to introduce your kids to when they got to a certain age to appreciate it?
Oh, boy, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice. You guys are coming up with some great music. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
It would be on a beach, sunny beach, anywhere that's hot.
Nice. Favorite Star Wars character?
It would be C-3PO.
Nice. And top three words you hope your kids would use to describe as a band?
That's a hard one. I would say sincere, fun, and adventurous.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for just continuing this guy's dream of just Star Wars and being enveloped in this universe. I wish you guys continued success.
Thank you.
Very happy and delighted to be with Ann Marr. She's the executive producer of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Thank you for taking the time. First off, kudos, congratulations on such an amazing event, and I want to thank you as a Star Wars fan since I was a kid. Empire's my favorite. Talk a little bit about, because I know this is like your project, you're headlining this up. Talk about from start to finish, just like the production and everything that kind of went into it.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser at its core really began as a, all right, we're Star Wars fans, what do you want to do, right? How do you want to live a story? And the idea that you could live aboard a ship for a couple of days and a couple of nights and have some epic Star Wars adventure befall you and then have your choices matter, right? Like, I might want to help the Resistance while someone else might want to help maintain order in the galaxy. Someone else entirely might be following more of a force feeling, and somebody else might be smuggling and helping out the underworld and kind of in it for themselves. And the idea that you can be a part of a Star Wars story with all that texture and that kind of epic adventure, but all those, also those little moments of human connection that make Star Wars feel Star Wars and place you in the center of it where your choices can truly matter, was the thing we've been going after from the beginning.
And you guys did that to a T. And also what you said too, it's not just like Resistance or First Order. Mm-mm. Like you said, I love the fact that there was like, you know, smuggling aspect, or like you could go one way and then the way you answered certain questions, you might go another way. And the fact that you guys brought into Batuu and Galaxy's Edge, and like you had like, I was a kid at a candy store going around like hacking things, mm-hmm. and doing all that. How'd you guys like, what was the idea? I mean, I'm glad you guys did it, but what was like making sure that you had all of these different extras to help out with this Black Star Cruiser?
So, I mean, I think different people engage and play in different ways. And I also think that Star Wars means different things to different people, right? For some people, dressing up and being in full costume is the whole thing. And for other people, you know, making sure that you get to feel like you've got that sense of discovery crawling through an unexpected space. For others, maybe it is truly, you know, double crossing the First Order or manning the controls at the front of a ship. What we wanted to do was create this sort of living story ecosystem where guests could live their Star Wars story in the way that it spoke to them.
No doubt. And also with, I'm an avid reader of the different books like High Republic, mm-hmm. and all that, and the comic books. You guys seamlessly brought in not just the movies, but the books and all that. And I know you guys work with storytelling and just animation and art and all that stuff. Was it very tedious making sure like all your I's were dotted and your T's were crossed, right?
I don't know about tedious. It's actually been really delightful working with the Lucasfilm storytelling folks and making sure that we're connected within the galaxy, right? We're in a specific point in the timeline. We, you know, visit some very specific planets, and making sure that we are part of that broader galaxy that forms Star Wars storytelling, I actually think helps with the authenticity of the story, right? You want to make sure that if you have a character on board that you might have seen in a movie, that it makes sense in their arc and their narrative of who they are, of what's happening for them at that moment in time. Just as, you know, having the Halcyon Star Cruiser, it's the 275th anniversary of it, it's lived a lot of lives in the past, and making sure that we're a part of that sort of robust Star Wars world of stories is one of the things that for me brings it to life in an even more real way.
And just a couple more questions. One is, obviously, this is a fatherhood website, parenting website. Moms and dads, check this podcast out. They see this and they're like, oh, like half the family loves Star Wars. Other ones like, yeah, I'll watch the movies and all that. Mm-hmm. Some people might be like, do I need to like know everything about Star Wars? Yeah. And you don't, but just obviously you're the executive producer. Talk a little bit about like, for those who like might feel a little like nervous, like, is this right for me?
No, so from the very beginning, we sort of laughed that this is an experience for the people who love Star Wars and for the people who love them. And so for the people who love the people who love Star Wars, you know, you don't have to know the things about the films. To me, it is really just about coming in with an open mind, because you are meeting all new characters in addition to some that might be recognized from the movies. But this is a new story, and the way your story plays out is entirely up to you. I should also add that how you play is up to you. If what you want to do is kick back and drink a cocktail and watch it all go by, you do you, right? The only role we have given you is to be a passenger aboard a Star Cruiser. Not everything's going to go according to plan, but how you choose to engage with it is up to you.
Speaking of just kick back and relax, my last question is, like, food was amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, for there's, you know, kid beverages, there's adult beverages and all that good stuff. For the different meals, the taste of the galaxy was fantastic. Was there a reason, like, behind certain planets you guys suggested for, like, where they came from? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it has been a long partnership with the chefs, and it's one of the things that has been really cool for me is, you know, at the very beginning of the concept of the project, we would sort of talk about, you know, like, there feels like so much we could do with the food, and you could be inspired by these different planets, and there's so much different stuff. And then to have the chefs go away and come back and present a menu of things where they had so clearly internalized the details of the story, right? Like, down to Felucian blue shrimp with gummy cocktail sauce, because Felucia has a sort of gummy quality to it. I mean, I think that attention to detail and sort of owning of the Star Wars storytelling, even when it comes down to texture of the food, shows how much a labor of love and sort of collaboration this was from a variety of different experts who were all kind of bought in on a shared vision of, we're building a Star Wars world here.
And also, too, just with that, the cast members that were helping, serving food, they did a fantastic job of, like, having their own backstory. And if you were part of the... I was telling everybody, I was from Bespin. Like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Bespin. And they're like, oh, head up in the clouds. Huh? So it was great. It just was someone who wants to be immersed into that. You guys did a great job. Before I let you go, I got to do the standard fatherhood quick five. Besides any of the Star Wars movies, favorite family movie or favorite movie just in general, do you have one?
Oh, I got to go with the first Harry Potter movie.
Oh, very cool. Favorite band or musician?
Pat Green.
Nice. Describe the perfect vacation. Where would it be?
I want to have an adventure. Okay. Somewhere where I can start out in a city I've never been before and maybe head out to the country for a hike and see some unexpected areas that I can't really envision in my normal day-to-day life.
Favorite Star Wars character?
R2-D2.
People, I don't know if you read any of the Star Wars novels. I know you're super busy, but you have a favorite Star Wars book.
I'm pretty excited about the upcoming situation where Han and Leia may have had a honeymoon aboard the Halcyon
yes.
Star Cruiser.
Well done. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. The kid in me and the adult in me are just so excited. You guys did a phenomenal job, so thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming. It's great to have you on.
All right, Art Eddie here again, Art of Fatherhood, and I'm with Jared from Walt Disney Imagineering talking about the wonderful Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. I was just on there this past few days as a kid growing up, loved Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back is my favorite movie of all time, and just being part of this, going into this, you kind of read up on, like, you know, the Star Wars website, like, this is what to prepare. Talk about your work on this, and from what you guys initially started to, like, the finished product, what are you most proud of? So, like, just talk about, like, the start, the initial startup, and then also, too, what are you most proud of?
Yeah, so we started with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So that land expansion to Hollywood Studios and the first taste of bringing Star Wars, you know, to life and being able to immerse in that environment. And then, naturally, we continued the storyline. So we were able to build the Halcyon Star Cruiser, connect the two, immerse, you know, yourself in it. I'm sure you had the opportunity to travel over there and continue your story there. And to me, that's really a rewarding experience, because I had the opportunity to lead as a project manager on Galaxy's Edge, to now continue that story years later and come back and bridge the two. It's not something we often get to do and come back to projects that we've worked on and help further build them and develop them and continue to grow. So the connection between the two and further developing Star Wars stories for our guests was really a rewarding experience.
You guys did an amazing job, especially when I got to go to Batuu for the first time here in Disney World. You get goosebumps. You're just like everything goes away. And then I felt like on the Galactic Star Cruiser, you're immersed in the Star Wars universe. You don't even know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. You don't know what's going on. I mean, it's amazing. And the fact that I was also curious too, how is it going to be the transportation from the Starship to Batuu? And you guys did a fantastic job on that. What was the creation process for doing that? I bet there was a lot of sticky widgets on how to get things solved for that, right?
Absolutely. And we go through years and years of planning of where does the site live? Where are we going to put the Star Cruiser and how are we going to get there? And so working through that development, we landed on the method that we did. And for me, it feels like when you go to Magic Kingdom, and you come around the train station, it builds up, and then you get that shot of Cinderella's castle, but there's that continued layered building. And we use a lot of the same design principles that we have from the first, when Walt first developed Disneyland, and continue to go back to those. And so you can feel a lot of that in this here too. So when you leave the Star Cruiser and you get into your transport, and then it travels over there, and then as you're working your way through the docking bay out into the land there, you get a lot of those same and similar feelings that we have, in many of our parks.
No doubt, and one of the things I have to applaud you and your team on is that I equate this as full Star Wars immersion trip. It's like choose your own adventure. Do you want to help the Resistance? Do you want to help the First Order, right? And when you get to Batuu, and if you've been there already, what am I going to do now? There are so many tips and tricks and little secrets that you can do throughout that. I mean, I was a kid running around trying to scan things, trying to hack things. What's the size of your team when you guys are doing this to put this all together? Because you probably get this a lot. If something is so good, you don't really think about how it's made or how it's created. Like animated movies, right? Especially yep. Disney, right? If it's something so good, you forget that it's an animated movie. I love voice actors and all that stuff, but when you forget you're actually what medium you're actually watching because the story is so good. That's what you guys want to hear, right? When you yep. when you get off the Galactic Star Cruiser, you're just being all of these things just fit seamlessly, right?
Yeah. And there's hundreds of team members that come into play. We have so many different subject matter experts. When you get into the operations of it versus the design, the physical environment, each of the experiences, the entertainment, and we bring in the best from each of those to help develop this experience and integrate together. So there's a lot of integration so that as we are designing and building it, we're working with each of those teams to further understand how do we work and collaborate together, because you might be able to design the coolest thing visually, but it might not function. So we have to make sure that we have a grand partnership with both Walt Disney World Resort as well as Imagineering, and we've had that partnership since the beginning and continue to build and grow upon that and develop.
Very cool. Thank you very much for your time. I always end up with the Fatherhood Quick Five. I'm just going to ask you five quick questions if you're cool with that.
All right, yeah.
Favorite movie of all time? Do you have one?
Ooh, Field of Dreams.
Favorite musician or a band?
Pink Floyd.
Describe the perfect vacation spot.
Ooh, somewhere where the cell phone is completely disconnected.
Nice. Favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Rex.
Nice. And then is there a Star Wars book that you would recommend people to check out if you so and read them? Because I'm guessing you guys do a lot of research, but is there a book that people should check out in your
We book? Do. I'm not sure there's one in particular, okay, but cool. There's so many great ones out there.
Sweet. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Art Eddie here again, Art of Fatherhood podcast. And I'm with Jeff, part of the PhotoPass. And I think Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, you want to remember all the memories. You want to have all these good things and good times. And you guys, from top to bottom, this was such an awesome adventure. I immersed myself in the Star Wars universe. Talk a little bit about, for families listening to this, PhotoPass and what things people can expect.
Absolutely. So part of the crew on the cruiser are our image scanners, known on planet Earth as Disney PhotoPass photographers. And they're there to, like you said, they're there to capture the memories that are created while you're on your adventure. We have image scanners that are there to take just standard photos, but we also have image scanners that are specialized to take you on a private tour if you'd like to sign up for that, so to speak. A photographic tour where you can go get a specialized portrait experience customized to you, and you get to go to locations within the ship that we normally don't take photos.
Nice.
And so it's a little personalized based on you know, what's available at the time and what you're interested in doing, what your traveling party is doing as part of their adventure, and what you'd like to have an extra memory of.
That's fantastic. And also, too, like, sometimes there are families who love, like, the pictures that are, you know, not staged and all that. Do you guys offer something along those lines where it's just kind of like in the moment and it's something where
our image scanners are always alert as we're doing these 30-minute sessions that you can purchase. And they, you know, they're there. They'll snap pictures along the way to your next stop. But, you know, we have specialized lighting. We have specialized cameras that are really designed to be used well on the Star Cruiser and to take great photos no matter what environment we're in. And so there's just a wide range from dark areas to well-lit areas to creative-lit areas that we're able to capture photos that you're just not seeing just as part of your regular voyage.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of times during this voyage, so there are times people are like, oh, I just need another picture, or like, oh, it didn't take. You guys are obviously professionals, so you guys do that. And one of the things I like about Disney is, like, people can plan ahead. I'm a planner, and I love the fact that you can get things in motion.
Sure.
So for people who are planning this, right?
Yeah.
Are there ways that they can kind of set up a photo pass before their journey begins?
Absolutely. So the first thing is the memory maker that you can use on planet Earth, you can also use while you're on the Star Cruiser. So if you're having a vacation that's also around your voyage on the Star Cruiser, that memory maker will work for our standard photography that's happening on the Galactic Star Cruiser. If you want something extra special besides having your memory maker to unlock your photos, you can book what's called a CSL portrait experience. So the Shangri-La Starliner, we have a portrait experience on there. You can book it up to 60 days in advance, and then you can plan that around with your trip planner. You can plan that around other things that you might be doing to make sure that it's not contradicting times with something like building a droid or other things that you might do while you're on your cruise.
Sweet. Before we end this, do you mind if I usually do our standard fatherhood quick five, if you're cool with that?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Favorite family movie, do you have one?
Favorite family movie? So I have a daughter. Princess Diaries is nice. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
So we'll go there.
Is there an artist or a band you couldn't wait to introduce her to?
Oh, sure. Toby Mac.
Nice. Everyone's coming up with the great musicians to share with their family with. I love it. Describe the perfect family vacation besides, of course, the Galactic Star Cruiser. Where would it be?
Three Disney parks in Asia.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Favorite Star Wars character? Do you have one?
Favorite Star Wars character? R2-D2.
Nice. And top three words you hope your daughter would use to describe you as a dad, what would you want them to be?
Awesome. Extra. Fun.
Very cool. Thanks for the time,
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Please rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And also go to artoffatherhood.net. You can have a chance to check out some great articles like the weekly Dad's Doing It Right column, the Collector of the Week, and many more. Plus, you have a chance to win some very cool prizes like video games, collectibles, all that good stuff. Go to artoffatherhood.net. And please make sure you rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts, because I'll greatly appreciate it to get the word out on the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.